This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Nobel Peace Prize winner Kofi Annan, the first black African to serve as Secretary General of the United Nations, has died. He was 80 years old. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Annan was the UN's first black African Secretary General.
Let us make change our ally, not an enemy. Seize it as an opportunity, not a threat.
Annan took the top job at the UN 6 years after the collapse of the Soviet Union and just 5 years before the 9/11 attacks. The U.S.-led war with Iraq tested Annan as a world diplomatic leader.
Let us not dwell on the divisions of the past. Let us confront the realities of the present, however harsh, and look for ways to forge stronger unity in the future.
Kofi Annan says his darkest moment was the Iraq War. Former U.S. Ambassador to the U.S. Richard Holbrooke called Annan an international rock star of diplomacy. I'm Ed Donahue.
Italy is observing a national day of mourning after Tuesday's collapse of a highway bridge in the port city of Genoa killed 42 people. From Rome, Sabina Castelfranco reports.
The Archbishop of Genoa, Cardinal Angelo Bagnasco, celebrated the solemn service. Italy's top officials and politicians, including head of state Sergio Mattarella and Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte, attended the ceremony. Family members of other victims decided to bury the dead in their towns of origin, some declining to participate in the state funerals in anger at having lost their loved ones in an accident that may have been caused by poor design or improper maintenance. The president, who visited the site of the disaster and the injured in the hospital before attending the service, has defined the bridge collapse as absurd and frightening, saying the tragedy struck not only Genoa, but the whole nation. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
This is VOA News. Prosecutors are recommending that a former Trump campaign advisor should spend at least some time in prison for lying to the FBI during the Russia probe. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has the details.
George Papadopoulos served as a foreign policy advisor to the Trump campaign during the 2016 presidential race. He pled guilty to lying to the FBI during a 2017 interview about Russian election interference. In a court filing, prosecutors working for special counsel Robert Mueller say that resulted in the FBI missing an opportunity to properly question a professor Papadopoulos was in contact with, who told him that the Russians possessed dirt on Hillary Clinton in the form of emails. The professor left the U.S. the month after Papadopoulos spoke to the FBI and has not returned. Prosecutors are recommending that Papadopoulos spend at least some time incarcerated and pay a fine of nearly $10,000. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Former cricket star Imran Khan was sworn in Saturday as Pakistan's new prime minister. An emotional Khan pledged to bear true faith to Pakistan. He promised to carry out his duties honestly and in a manner that is always in the interest of the sovereignty, integrity, solidarity, well-being, and prosperity of Pakistan. Pakistan's newly elected National Assembly formally chose Khan as prime minister on Friday. The 65-year-old Khan, the leader of the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf party, captured 176 of the 272 ballots cast in the lower house of parliament. The PTI won the most seats in the July 25th parliamentary elections, but it needed the support of independents and small political groups in the 342-seat house to get Khan elected on Friday. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi promised more than $70 million in aid for the flood-affected Kerala state on Saturday as he undertook an aerial survey to see the devastation caused by relentless monsoon floods. More than 190 people have died in little over a week, and much of the state is partially submerged. Modi also met with the state's top officials to review the rescue and relief operations. He said that 38 helicopters had been deployed for search and rescue operations in the state, which has a population of more than 33 million people. And news reports quoting munitions experts say it was a U.S.-made bomb that the Saudi-led coalition used in a recent airstrike in Yemen that killed 51 people, including 40 children. According to CNN, shrapnel indicated the explosive was made by the U.S. defense contractor Lockheed Martin. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.